darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone.
Hello, 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 and welcome. Welcome to Heavenly Whispers, food for the soul. And let's give a big howdy-do to Chef, who is hopefully in the house. Oh, yeah, there he is. I knew he was in the chat room, but I didn't see him in the studio there. I had to, like, uncover some stuff, but I see him. All right. Let's see if he's on the line. Let me reel him in. Chefy, are you in the house?
Oh, I'm always lurking somewhere.
Reeling you in. How you doing? How you feeling this week?
I'm knackered. My son came home at about 1 in the morning and decided he wanted to have a in-depth conversation with me, so I've had about 4 hours sleep.
Oh, you know.
And you know how it is. If they want to talk, you stop and you listen. But he doesn't wake me up for any old thing, so all good.
Was it a good conversation?
Yeah, it was a good conversation. He's been pulling some pretty bad hours at the place he's working at, so he needed to have that chat about direction and everything else and what he wants to do. So we just go, yep, no worries, son, keep talking. You did that current thing because you have to.
Mm-hmm. You sound very serious this morning. You were definitely in father mode.
Yeah. How was it? It's been a pretty reasonable week. Still waiting for my number two, my left foot and leg to stop swelling up. But it's getting there. I mean, it's only about 6 weeks old, so it'll eventually get there. Very patiently waiting so I can go back to cooking. But not so bad. Well,
how has the new year been for you? Did it come in with a bang for you?
I didn't.
The new year.
Oh, New Year's. Yeah, sorry. I've got to catch my brain up. Yeah, New Year's isn't too bad. It's nice and quiet for us. And the week leading away from New Year's, managed to catch up with a few people, find out some interesting news with various people in their conversations, and yeah. I'll do a shout out for Gabby, who ended up in hospital with a bit of a medical condition, but she's home now, as far as I know. So, a bit of a shout out for Gabby. Make sure she's all right. We had a few people in hospital this week. Things sneak up on you without you realizing. So, which actually brought up a point. I was sitting down last, waiting for my son to come home to have this conversation, and thinking about the very basic things you need to do to cut into the crap here. Everybody's getting older, no matter how much they don't want to admit it. And it's just some very simple basic things. Just simply what starts at the beginning of the day. Everybody should have 2 eggs a day. Without fail. Everybody should have clean water. Not this crap that comes out of your tap. Filter your water. As you get older, you require more vitamin B complex and vitamin C. And just that little basic thing alone, because you need protein and cholesterol as you get older. And none of this fucking vegan shit. Oh, well, I can get it from tofu. Fuck off. Most people who are Caucasian can't digest soy because we don't have the gene to digest soy. We're not Asian. And that's a reality. And then if you really want to talk about soy, 99.9% of the soy that you buy in America comes from Monsanto. I was reading a medical study yesterday telling me that the new soy bean that they've produced has died. And you can eat it.
You gotta say it again, I didn't hear you.
Monsanto produced a soya bean that produces its own pesticide. So you wanna eat it? Yeah, go right ahead. Nothing wants you to go into the back to the bloody shed, grab a can of fly spray and spray it in your mouth, because it's a... So you need to think about what you're eating. And it's just simple things. Well, my old martial arts teacher had a very simple rule. If you have to travel any more than about an hour and a half to go and find food to buy, it is already too old. So... You buy fresh stuff. You buy fresh broccoli, you know. No, don't get me wrong, because frozen broccoli and collard and you know, vegetables in the freeze and all that sort of stuff. If you can look at the label, it's a problem. Go right ahead and buy it, because, you know, sometimes you just can't buy fresh, or you can't afford to buy fresh. I mean, that's the reality of the economic climate. But read the labels, people. You know, I say, it doesn't matter what it is. Research. If you don't know what you're eating, why haven't you looked at the label? You'd be surprised. I, I opened up I went to look at a packet of some stupid bloody thing the other day, and there was 14 chemicals, and it was supposed to be a natural flavored product, and it had artificial chicken flavor. Looking at it, going, okay, tell me what part of this chemical cocktail of 14 chemicals and 22 pieces or whatever is actually natural. So read your labels, keep it simple. You know, if you're going to go make cauliflower cheese, don't buy a fucking packet mix. Make it. And I'm absolutely dead against margarine. If you can't afford, okay, that's where enough, but trans fats and unsaturated fats and monosaturated fats and all that sort of shit. It doesn't matter. Have butter. And olive oil.
I actually started eating this amazing butter. And it's an Irish butter. And I actually like this. They actually make this cheese that I can't even keep it in my house, because if I keep it in my house, I just eat the whole thing. It's disgusting. You know, I'm terrible with it. I mean, it's just, I'm so bad. But the butter is even worse, because I bring the butter in the house and everybody just, they put it on crackers. Everything that they eat, they put that butter on. But I was telling Linda about it, and she said, yeah, that butter's actually been known to really be good for your brain. And I was like, wow, really? And she said, yeah, you know. And I said, I didn't even know. I really like the cheese that they put out. So I said, let me just try this butter. Because, you know, I can't do margarine. Because to me, margarine is just, I don't know, it reminds me of turtle wax that you put on the car. Or like lotion. It never quite goes into your skin. It just lays on top. And same thing with when you put it on toast. It just kind of lays on top of the bread. It never really quite absorbs into the toast. It just kind of lays on top. So I never could use it. And so I started using this other butter. And it's just amazing. I forgot what it's called.
So it's the margarine that margarine, but it's not the way it originally tended to be. I've seen, and you know, to be fair to the managers that make it, I see some absolutely hokey bullshit things put up on, like, Facebook's a classic example of how to look at things and find out how they're not. And find out how people believe BS. Oh, margarine was originally made to fatten turkeys, but it started killing them, so they decided to give it to humans instead. For Christ's sake, people, do your research before you comment. Oh, do your research before you comment about things you don't understand. With margarine, it's made. It's not naturally produced. It's a chemical cocktail. If they were to make margarine the way that, now I have a lovely Dutch Indonesian friend that showed me how they used to make margarine, and it's nothing like what you buy in the shops, because they don't spend it's an hour and a half boiling the fat in hydrogen to get it to harden, which makes it, then it comes out as a white it comes out like a white lump, and then from that lump they add vitamins and whatever it's going to be doing. So consequently, it's manufactured. There's nothing in that process that you can really akin to not being some form of chemical cocktail, for want of a better word. And don't get me wrong, only if I have to. You know, I ran out of butter last night. I went all the way down to the shops at 8 o'clock at night to get some more, or just, you know, put up with a bit of margarine this morning. I'm not going to go absolutely pedantic about it, but you think about the things you're going to do. A cholesterol is a classic example. Who's going off about the fact that her cholesterol's raised a little bit and she needs to do something about it, and she was listening to me, all the things that she was getting out of her diet and all that sort of stuff. I'm going, whoa, hang on a minute. Here's a very basic thing for everybody. I want everybody to understand. Your body produces cholesterol for basic functions, including brain functions. Now, I'm a big fat pig. Let's make no mistake about it. I'm over 308 pounds. So my cholesterol is 4.5. If you break that 4.5 into good cholesterol, my good cholesterol is 7. So in reality, if you take away the bad cholesterol, my cholesterol rating is extremely low. I have a skinny lady friend who cholesterol rating is 12. She could stand and grease stain on the ground. You know, so what's the difference between her and I? A simple basic understanding. Your body is so. You know how much in and how much you need to take out. I don't cut back on my fat. You know, I have butter, I have cream. I don't cut back on my good fats. I just avoid what I class as the bad fats. You know, margarine is a classic example. It's a chemical cocktail. It's a bad fat. So you think about what you're putting in things, and you find a nice in-between of how get yourself tested. You'll find out what your levels are going to be. You'll know what you can have and what you can't have. But the reason why I say 2 eggs a day is because of the 280 milligrams of cholesterol in an egg. So that, for want of a better word, 600 milligrams of cholesterol is just enough to cover your basic functions. Plus, you're also getting 80 grams of protein. You know, so if you need more protein as you get older. You still need to have a decent amount of cholesterol as you get older. You're cutting all this. Not going to happen. And I look at these people and go, are you stupid? My steps foot to skinny as, and my mum kept him lean and mean, but his cholesterol was 12 as well. Why? She kept him too lean and mean and saying, Mum, let him have a couple of eggs. Let him have a little bit of this sort of fat. Let him have a little bit of that sort of thing. And because he wasn't getting it, his body overproduced it. And it's a reality. You can do the research to find out what's true. If you don't find that balance, you'll never have that. But I don't know. Look, our medical associations here are just almost as bad as the FDA. Let's face it, if there's anything I've ever seen in my life that's completely psychopath, it's your Food and Drug Administration. Some of the things, what the fuck? Pizza is a food? Come on now. Okay? A food group, pizza. It's kind of like, yeah, right. So,
hey, in my world, it is a food.
But it's just mindless. I saw the other day in California, they don't even provide freaking clean water for their school kids. I mean, come on now. Your basic requirement. Yeah, you may as well be like Nestle where they say, oh, people shouldn't be allowed just to simply have water. It's just kind of like, what? Yeah, we haven't had those crazy realities down this way like you guys get up there. You know, we don't put ammonia through meat to make hamburger helper. We don't, you know, it's just kind of like, yeah, right. Right. So it's so important that you get out of this hype. It's like veganism. Get hype. I have to do this. Look, if you want to respect animals and all that, good luck to you. I'm more than happy for you to do that. I'll eat your fucking steak for you. No, I'll send it to you. Oh, throw me your beef. If you want to not do that part of it all, that's fine. But be realistic about what you're putting on your plate. I know a lot of vegans that go, if you eat same level of amino acid base as meat, so therefore, okay, that's fine, but, protein, and amino acids, and the equivalent would be like 3 kilos of broccoli. So if you want to sit down and eat 3 kilos of broccoli to get that much, not a problem. Me, I would have an egg. If I didn't want to have meat, I'd have a couple of eggs, or I would find a mixture of both. I'm not going to go, save everything. You're eating broccoli, and that's still a living organism. You're probably the same sort of dickhead that boils your water. Meanwhile, there's 25 billion organisms in water alone. Yes, your water is full of bugs. So you're already slaughtering, you're already a mass murderer because you're boiling your water. So, figure it out yourself. Oh, dear. See what happens when I get tired. No. I rant on.
Well, the one thing I can say, though, if people are, because I did study nutrition and because I was a fitness instructor, and so I know a lot about building the body and stuff. One of the things I can say about eating properly for your body, building muscle, if people are really interested in doing it correctly and healthy and getting the most out of your food, if you're going to do that, and whether you're vegan or complete meat eater, read a book called Eat Right for Your Blood Type.
That's a brilliant book.
Yeah, that is a brilliant book, because that is really the way to go. That will show you how to eat according to what your blood type is, and really will accelerate your fat loss, your muscle gain. It just is an all around healthy book. Even as far as exercise, mental clarity, it's a really, really good book. So take a gander at it. You could even get it online. You don't even have to go to out there and get it. You can actually get the information online. So if you're an A blood type person, if you're AB, if you're O, it'll tell you whether you were a hunter gatherer, whether you were a meat eater. It'll tell you how many times a week you should have eggs, fish. It'll tell you what kind of fish you should be eating. You might be eating all the wrong foods, and all the wrong foods might be your favorite foods, and that's why you're not losing weight. You might be eating foods that are neutral foods for you, so it keeps you at that normal, that 30 pounds that you're trying to, that 30 pounds that you're trying to lose, and you just can't get rid of them. But if you kind of, tweak it and maybe eat the foods that you're supposed to be eating, you'll drop those 30 pounds really fast. And you'd be surprised. You'd be really, really be surprised. And it's really easy to do. You don't have to change your lifestyle. You just have to start eating foods a little bit differently. So it's actually pretty cool. So take a gander at that book.
Great book.
Really is.
I just started looking at my book there because I've got two lots of bookshelves. One of the lounge room for things I need to grab reference to outside in the other room. That between that and that other book we were talking about last week. pardon me, I still got that thing I'm trying to get rid of. Laugh with Health. And between those two, you'll cover everything. And it gives you a real insight when you start reading down the things like, it's like me with my ears are really, really bad, and I was suffering from information all the time, turmeric, pears, all sorts of things that you could get that would help you without having you to go down the local street and start buying a shitload of chemicals and drugs to try and do the same thing. So between the two of them, they're really, really good.
And it's just so simple. I mean, like for me, it was just a matter of adding, because I'm an A blood type. For me, it was just a matter of adding, pineapple to my diet. And that's really simple. I mean, it's not that I don't like pineapple. I love pineapple. But it was just a matter of, adding it
to... Yeah, but you wouldn't have thought about having it every day. So,
No, absolutely not. And it's because my body doesn't produce that enzyme to... I'm not a meat eater. Not that I don't like meat. It's just that I couldn't digest it. So I needed the enzyme that pineapple produces to help break down the meat. So there you go.
And which it does. Something I mean, for us, we use pineapple as a steak tenderizer.
Right. So who knew?
Yeah. I've got two things I want to have a quick discussion about. The first one is still a bit of a rant. You know, as us as mediums and all that sort of stuff, we have a responsibility of things that we're... we usually try not to predict pregnancy. We usually try not to read people under the age of 18 unless it's absolutely, there's a serious reason for it. And this whole thing about death. But I was in an in-depth conversation with a lady friend of mine the other day, and one of her friends went to a medium, a sick medium, and they told her that basically the only thing that they're ever going to achieve in life is suicide.
Oh,
and,
my goodness.
And I, as you can imagine, with my classic Australian temper, was, you got to be. So it was lucky that my lady friend is also in the same profession, and she sorted it out. But she was just disgusted. She wouldn't name and shame the person so I could have a word in her ear. But It blew me away, And like I said before, as everybody knows, I've been on the receiving end of that. I got 7 years ago, I was going to be dead in 5. And they did that in front of Marion. So for 5 years, she was distraught as ever for anything. Every morning she'd wake up to make sure I'm still a freaking alive. But of course, for me, being a chef, being very analytical, if someone says that to me, I go, okay, not a problem. So... what have I missed? So you change your diet slightly, you go and get yourself tested, you be proactive about finding what it is before it happens, in case that's the reason why. It could be that simply the person was full of shit. In some ways, they gave me the opportunity to change my lifestyle, and that would change the timeline. Because it's very easy to change the timeline. It doesn't take much. Strangely enough, getting married can change your timeline because you've changed your name. Therefore, you've changed your vibrational outlook, and all sorts of things come into play, and you've changed your timeline. Certain things can go on, but it's just kind of like, wow, how could you be so heartless? Because the person they said it to was not strong enough to take it on and go, okay, well, I need to a classic example, I know I've used it before. My best mate was going on to 21, and he was almost suicidal to the point of, oh my God, I'm going 21, I'm now too old. And he was really quite, and I mean, I'm really talking about bordering on some form of psychosis here. So he went to a psychiatrist, and the guy had committed suicide. So I asked him the next day, because he had this meeting with the guy, and he goes, well, they've rung me and said that I can't, you know, that unfortunately the psychiatrist has passed away and they'll need to, you know, he'll need to go find a new one. And he goes, oh my God, does that mean I was the last person to see him? So my, you know, I was so bad that someone's committed suicide because they've talked to me.
Oh my God.
So he came to the conclusion, this is where, you know, you're strong enough to tell what the reality was. I mean, the reality was the poor bastard was already at that point, and it was just, it wasn't, you know, that was always destined to happen. He was going to commit suicide. No two ways about it. It's just unfortunate that my mate was, in some ways, the straw that broke the camel's back. It didn't mean to be, but that really wasn't the reason why the guy committed suicide. It's just that was the end game. So, you know, don't take a person when someone commits suicide on you. It might not necessarily be you that's caused the problem. You don't know the history of what's going on. So, but he right. said, you know what? My life can't be that someone commits suicide by talking to me. I need to change. And he did, because he took it on board. But this poor guy, he got told, you know, that basically the best thing in life you're going to do is only kill yourself. How do you know whether they're strong enough to take that on board and go, okay, I need to change my lifestyle or change whatever? So it's been sorted, but I just kind of like, oh, wow, man. You just don't do those things. Don't do that. You don't turn to someone and say, oh, well, the only thing you're going to do in life is commit suicide, because that's all basically all you're good for. Huh. Way to go, people. Way to go. So that's the first one.
Funny. It's funny. When we first started the show, the song that I heard in my head was "You Have to Leave the World Behind." Isn't that weird?
Yeah. I know what my opinion is. I want your opinion on it. I have a friend of mine who I have respect for. The particular person has crossed been over the other side a few times from the illnesses that person's had. So they've had a chance to spend a reasonable amount of time on the other side before they got pulled back because, you know, medical intervention. And they're a very good medium and everything. They're a little set in ways in relation to how they perceive things. And they got up the other day and put up a medical. There's no such thing as people getting stuck on this world, afraid to cross over. Everybody crosses over. There's no such thing as, basically, what he was saying to me, there's no such thing as ghosts. There's no such thing as hauntings and all this sort of stuff. It's all residual energy. And I'm listening to all this and going, well, and the reason he put it up was because this whole thing about people making lots of money cleaning houses, and I'm not a house, a housemaid. No, I clean houses. I go in, I remote in the houses and help people clean out spirits and such, because on my own personal opinion, when I've gone to a house and cleaned a house out physically, walked into a house and cleaned the house out and helped spirits leave because they haven't gone through the it's something simple. Like I found one in Mum's house, and they'd been in Mum's house to build a fruit hall. And they'd been murdered, and they found sanctuary in this shed that was on the fruit orchard that got demolished, and then the house got built on top of where the shed used to be. So therefore they resided in the house, but their family were waiting to take them across at the front door, but they wouldn't leave. And they're too scared to go, you know, to cross over. And I've done that with them. I got Mum to help me take the person to the door, and it was a beautiful thing to see, you know, that whole thing going across. And that wasn't my imagination. There was physical aspects in the house that told me that there was the reality to what we were doing. And I just kind of go like, the wonderful thing about the stuff that we do is it's okay to agree to disagree. And it's a very important thing to remember. It's okay to agree to disagree. If you don't like someone's opinion on something, don't tear them to shreds. You can always just simply go, look, you know, that's your opinion, this is mine. But it's amazing how people won't. I'll just rant on and on. So, I don't know. I mean, I go by my personal experiences, and I've had stuff move around my house. It's not because it's an earthquake I can't feel. The thing across the room because our spirits grabs hold of it and try to have a bit of fun. So, what's your thoughts on all that?
Well, I mean, of course there's ghosts and you know, there are sometimes you have I call them recordings. You know, you have like that it's like there's a residual energy that'll come through. There's that type of stuff too, that'll come through at a certain time of the day. Then you have the ones that, of course, that you need people to come in and actually clean out a house. Whether that is a spirit or it could be a demonic entity, it could be a poltergeist. I mean, there's all kinds of things you could run into. You know, you've got like a gambit of stuff. I mean, the door is wide open there. Or I should say the portal is wide open there.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. So as much as I have a lot of respect for that person, you know, my house is full of spirits. I can understand the comment that, you know, that the particular person made that they're not trapped there. They don't, but I'm thinking, well, yeah, they're not trapped there, but they can choose to stay if they enjoy the, like you going for a holiday, I don't know, pick a thing. You've gone to, Montana for a holiday because you like, you know, you like big sky or whatever. And you might stay, you know, you go to Italy because you like pasta and you decide to stay for a while. And that, to me, that's the same sort of thing. You know, my spirits are in this house because they, for some strange, poor bloody reason, they actually enjoy my company. They can leave any time they like. They know the front door's there. But I don't tell people. I just ask them to be respectful when we're sleeping or showering. So when he's making his comments, I've been in houses and I felt the spirits that are there. And do they choose to stay there is the thing. Because they're making the comment basically that it doesn't exist. And it just didn't sit right because my personal experiences didn't match up to the same thing.
Well, you know, you might have, you know, there are some situations where you're going to have, you might have a demonic spirit that has taken on souls and has captured souls and has kept them captive in a household and has not let them pass on into the great beyond.
It was basically saying that demons didn't exist and that sort of thing, you know, that whole poltergeist thing and everything else didn't exist. And like I said, it just didn't sit right because the things I've seen, but there you go. But there's one last thing. I've got to put this to you because I found out, actually half out. There was a conversation going on Facebook from these two. We'll call them spiritualists because I don't really know what I want to call them, and I shouldn't really use the word, so I won't. But they said it takes two demons for a person to remote because remoting is demons' work. And I was thinking, that's strange. When I remote, I don't remember some demon sitting on my lap going, oh, Pete, let's go over there.
You press the button, and I'll press it over there.
Next thing you know, they're going to tell you they're taking tin cans and a freaking 10-mile string, you know. Hey, demon, pull the can tight. We can't hear you. Oh,
well, you know,
I pissed myself with laughter.
It's, you know, I mean, we call it what it is for the sake of giving it a name.
Yeah.
You know, because it's easier to label it for the sake of everyone's understanding. But the reality of it is that it's pretty much all energy, and how we perceive that energy is really in the person that's perceiving it. If you are threatened by that energy, you're going to perceive it as, you know, negative
as
or demonic.
Yeah.
Right.
It's a cracker, though. It really was.
So that's the only way that we can distinguish it, because once you start to fear something, even if that energy, if you know that energy is a relative, you can see that that's a relative. You know that that's a relative. You feel the energy of the relative. Smell the relative, see the relative, know that that's a relative. But you fear that. Now that relative has become demonic.
Yeah, I can understand that. It's
you
like
know,
that whole thing where they tell you about UFOs. You know, what's a UFO? Next to Trish is a little grey guy or a little green guy with big eyes, tiny body and a big head. But that's everybody's perception. But what if it isn't? But
well,
everybody perceives it that way.
We say UFO, it's an unidentified flying object, but when you say UFO, you think alien.
Yeah.
You don't think unidentified flying object. You think
alien.
I mean,
in Australia, you call them, we don't call them, we use another word. Yeah. So, it's just kind of like you get a laugh at socially accepted norms. I read a book once called... about centralized knowledge, perceiving centralized knowledge, and it amounted to that whatever a person's perception is only governed by what everybody else perceives the same thing to be, i.e., what does an extraterrestrial look like? It's the same thing. So if you're perceiving what everybody else is perceiving, then you're allowing yourself to be boxed into a single entity where you need to step outside and go, step back, what's the big picture? Could it possibly be that the ET actually looks like Raquel Welch? How do you know? Because you're so focused on one thing, you're not allowing your mind to detach itself from the situation you're in. Therefore, you get to see the bigger picture.
Right.
Well, we've gabbled on enough. Have we got any victims?
We sure do.
All right, well, I've been earning my money.
Number one. Dun, dun, dun. Okay, we have Miss Kimberly from Georgia. Kimberly, you ready? Are you ready for us, Kimberly?
Yes, I am.
Dun, dun.
And she said that, yeah. She said that.
Hello, Kimberly.
Hi, how are you?
I should do my best for you because I think I'm a little tired.
I understand. I just want to know in reference to my career, because I've been teaching for a while, and I don't want to harp on that I don't want to teach anymore. I want to find something new, and I've been applying to other jobs, and I've been looking at school. School is not an option for me right now, but I just want to know if there's going to be a change with that.
Your schooling part is like my chefing part. It pays the bills while I try to find something else I want. So, particular point in time, yeah, you know, as much as school sucks, we say we can blows, you plan the things that you do to make sure that you're okay until you can do the stuff you want to. Whatever career you decide you want to go into, I do believe you're going to be successful at. And this is a good year, and this is for everybody. 2000 is going to be a good year. You want to get and change your career and get on with things. You chose the right year to be doing it. So I personally think you're going to have a lot of success. It'll be on that, actually, rather than simply saying that. If I was you, I could see you completely changed in whatever career, changed to the career that you want to do. There's a bit of a rocky road. I won't say it's going to be easy. They show me around March and April, it's kind of like you'll feel like you got a step back as you're trying to adjust to the things that you would normally do. But a lot of the teaching practices that you've already got, and you know, that you already do, a lot of the mindset can be jobs. So you've already got the skills to progress into other things because you've already got the right mindset through teaching, strangely enough.
Okay.
What's the career that you want to go into?
Well, the career that I really wanted to go into was medicine, the field of medicine, but I had other things. I had a son, and I just went into teaching and hadn't had a chance to go back to school. So that's what
Julie,
I really want to do.
Can you do me a favor and just give me your month and day?
11/5.
Give me the year, just 11/5. You sound like my husband. That's why I asked you.
the beauty of you doing teaching is you've already got the mindset for study. So you want to get into medicine, you can do it. A classic, this is for everybody, a classic example. One of my lady friends, years and years and years ago now, probably more years than 20 odd years before, she one day was standing at the ice rink. I've said this story a few times, standing at the ice rink. And she looks at me and she goes, you know what? This is bullshit. I need to be doing something. So I didn't see her for probably going on a couple of years. And I saw her again at the ice rink. And I went, oh, you know, catch up, all that sort of stuff, that whole thing that you do. And I said, so tell me, what you're doing? And she goes, well, we were there and we were talking about life lessons and everything like that. And I told you that I needed to do it to change. I said, yeah. So you guys, I decided that when you think about it, you got to be here. I'd rather be somewhere doing something I wanted to do than something that I'm existing in doing. So I became a lawyer.
Wow.
Because I still had to be, you know, still had to be there in 5 years' time. What I'm saying to you is, you can achieve anything you want because, strangely enough, the stuff that you've got in your head will propel you successfully anywhere you want to go. All you have to do is plan it.
Okay.
And I think you'll be successful. I can see you getting out of what you're doing and going into what you really wanted to do. And the beauty of it really is, and this is for everybody, you know, you try something. If it doesn't work out, well, it's not like you can't go back to what you're doing and then just simply think, okay, I've had to go back to teaching. This particular thing didn't work. Why? Okay, I need to study this, or I need to do that. Or maybe I should try doing this thing and just go and do something else again. You know, because it's like me with chefing. I took on being a chef because no matter what happened, I'd always have a job because everybody needs one.
Right.
Teaching's the same. If it all turns to shit, who cares? Go back to teaching for a little while, then head out again. Because you've already covered the most basic thing you need to do, you've got something that everybody needs.
Right.
So don't be afraid to go and you know, and get out and do what you really want to do. You've already covered your basics. But I still see,
okay.
I'll see the fact that you so what you got, Annie?
I'm going to tell you to put your money on being a physician, or at least a PA. and use that gift of intuition that you have.
Mm-hmm.
And help people. And stop being afraid. You know. You've waited a long time. Stop waiting.
Yes.
What are you waiting for? You worry too much about money. Stop. Just stop. Didn't your mother tell you that? Just stop already.
You're right.
All right?
If you plan it properly,
really
money's not a problem.
You really have to stop. You will be an excellent PA or physician. I think you'll be a better physician, but you really have also a knack for dealing with and handling people, like labor issues, people who have labor problems. Like, you could go, if there was some kind of, like, you know, Walmart was having that big thing before Christmas, you're one of those people that could go in and quell that whole, you know, shut it down and make everybody happy.
Ah.
You'd be one of those people that could do that. But
okay.
Because you know what it's like to worry about money and to worry about family.
Right.
And that's why you're good at it. But you'd be an excellent physician. But you're never going to know until you stop.
Okay.
Worrying.
You're exactly
right.
So stop
calling us and asking us and just do it.
Okay.
You're smart enough.
All right. Thank you. Thank you.
You know we believe in you, right? You understand we believe in you.
Yes.
So if we didn't believe in you, we would tell you that you were suck and you got no hope at it, because I won't lie to you. You know, seriously. I don't lie to people. I'm not gonna pour honey and syrup and sugar on something just to tell you that, you know, give you the shit sandwich. We believe in you, so therefore we know that you can do it.
You're gonna be one of the doctors of the future, that you're gonna be like an online type of person.
Wow.
You'll be able to diagnose people through, you know, through the net.
It's tough, but I mean, you never know how big it is in relation to, you know, you think about the outside and remote communities and all that sort of stuff. Australia's famous for it. And we have that. We have physicians that do it, that do diagnosis and through conferencing, satellite conferencing to remote areas in Australia, because you just simply can't get a doctor out to some of these places. So the skills there that's getting used now that you could be part of.
Wow. Well, I thank you very much. This is confirmation, because I started applying for a PA school last year, and then I just put it on hold again and stayed in teaching because of, you know, I figured, you know, I can't go to school and work at the same time, and I have a son that's graduating next year. So
when he's graduated next year, what are you going to do?
Next year.
When he graduates, look, if you don't do anything this year, because you're going to find some form of excuse. So next year when he's graduated and that excuse is gone, what are you going to do?
She's going
to
be in
school
because we're going to be needing a doctor, because we're always sick. So we're going to be calling her to check us out. Because she hears us hacking.
You understand where I'm going here? Fear allows you to bring out a whole big list of excuses. But as the excuse gets crossed off, you've got to try and find another one. So I can understand that teaching requires a certain amount of effort, time, and resources. And I can understand how it would slow you down from doing it. If you really want it to happen, you do need to do teachers and little, like plan things really quite well. So it's possible for you to plan to do the course and either cut back on your teaching or find other ways of doing your teaching to your tutoring, all sorts of things that'll make you still find your bills to pay your bills and everything else. It's just a matter of you finding the right combination. It might take two or three goes for you to get it right, but eventually you're going to get it right.
Right. You're exactly right.
And then do it.
Yes. You're exactly right. Well, thank you very much.
That's good, because I don't want you to waste an excellent talent.
You're right.
That would be a travesty.
I agree totally. Thank you very much.
Absolute pleasure.
Take care, hon. All right, you too. You both have a great night.
Okay, bye-bye.
A great day.
Yes, 8:56 a.m. I should be in the bed getting slapped by my wife. What do you think you're doing, darling?
All right. Let's see. Looks like Gabby's on the line.
Oh, cool.
There she go.
Hello.
Hey, Gabby.
Hello, Gabby.
How you feeling?
How you feeling?
Back from the dead.
Been there.
Well, yes, I thought so much about you, Peter. You know, holy cow, how did you put with two knee replacements when taking a gallbladder is like somebody took you to Hades and back?
It's never pleasant. Marion had hers removed as well.
Yeah.
And I remember the lead up to it, the amount of pain she was in was incredible.
Oh, childbirth was a child game compared to that. And January 1st, too, talk about timing. Well, this is quite sort of the year. But everything had to stop, so that's pretty hard. It's like you. To stop me, it takes something like this. Otherwise, you know, I would have not stopped.
Yeah,
so I'm just calling to see if you have any good news, because I won't take any bad news. You're going to give me bad news.
Okay, bad news. Your cat's going to die. Oh, hang on, we don't have a cat. I'm joking, people.
Sandwich, like
oh, no. He's killed her cat. Oh, dear. Well, the bits that we've already discussed before are still in play. I still think you're going to get a pretty good outcome out of all that.
Oh, good.
Especially with the separate thing with the kids and what they need to do. So if everything stays the way it stays on the same timeline and it's on, you'll get a benevolent outcome.
Good.
It's moving on. I have my fingers crossed for.
Yeah, and I'm like out of work. I had to quit my job, everything. You know, you told this other person, don't panic. And I'm I'm not panicking, but...
No, I can understand that.
You have to be still, and there's no choice.
And that's why my boys were asking me about the part-time job. Okay. I think you're still going to be fine.
Okay.
One moment. Yeah, pardon me. Got a mouth like a cocky's cage. Do you use that cocky's cage? I suppose you don't. But...
Yeah, no.
we have parrots. We call them cockies. Don't ask you why.
my mind went somewhere else. Sorry.
I can imagine what you were thinking too. You're thinking, how the hell did they put that in there? And it still stays alive. I think, no. That's almost as bad as Justin Bieber's buddy Calvin Klein. That you can see they're photoshopped every lot bigger because he's a weedy looking guy. And like the first thing that happened, and don't tell me everybody else didn't do this, people. You all look down at his crotch because women look down at men's crutches and bums the same way that we look at, you know, legs and boobies. And I had to look, and I looked down and I went, either he's been enhanced or how many socks have you got down there, Justin? How many socks? What'd you put, the whole friggin' packet? Yes, people, we know you look. We see you doing it. All right. It's coming. Whether I know you quit your job, you'll go back to it. There's a possibility that it will take you back because of the situation. But I do see you working.
Okay, cool.
I don't know what, because they're not showing me. They're just giving me this whole thing with thumbs up saying that you're going to be fine and there's employment.
Okay, good.
Which it was. I'm not getting enough hit. I'm not getting enough of a hit out of them. Maybe I should hit them.
The house is still there in limbo. So many problems with that house, stupid house, that I want to sell back home.
I still maintain it's going to sell, regardless of what's going on over there. It will sell. Good. I actually thought that was a pretty well a done deal.
No, it wasn't, because I got in trouble with the person who had the power of attorney who tried to swindle me.
Yeah, I heard about it. I remember about that.
Yeah. Well, that's good. It's all good. It was just a very big scare, this thing. But it's passed. It's always a lesson, right?
The house is going to sell the first half of this year.
Mm-hmm.
At the very most, I will stick my neck out and say I think the house will sell within the next 3 months.
Good.
No, that's all I can see at the moment.
Okay, good. Is my mother around anywhere bugging you?
She was about a week and a bit ago.
Yeah.
Which is understandable. Because
somewhere. Yeah.
A week and a bit ago. She's been with you while you've been in hospital, and she's been with you while you've been at home.
Oh, good. So, her phone rang the day that the morning of the day that I got the attack. Her phone rang. So she was like giving me a heads up. Yeah.
That's what they do. You just gotta look for the signs.
Yeah. How are you feeling, Pete? Better?
Oh yeah. I'm still trying to clear off this thing, but the swelling's slowly going down. I've got a half a foot.
A half a foot.
Instead of a little You see those, it's hard to explain, people. You know, you get this, you go to the kiddie shows and you see the clown blow up those thin balloons and make clown shapes and make animals and shit.
Yeah.
Imagine the same thing, but it's a foot. Big round foot with big fat toes.
Oh.
So I've got a half a round foot and a half a fat toes.
How do you walk?
Well, it's not hurting or anything. You know,
it looks awful.
The bionics are working great.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not in any pain. My pain medication is down to virtually zero. I'm taking like 4 Panadol a day, 2 in the morning, 2 at night.
Mm-hmm.
I've almost completely stopped taking Voltaren. I just take it when I know
that
it's sore. Mm. That's all the medication I'm using now.
Oh, that's
so
wonderful.
I've gone from a humongous amount. People to need to understand. I took 8 to 12 Panadol a day and 100 milligrams of Voltaren a day for 10. You know, now I'm taking bugger all. It's actually a little surreal that you don't need to go running over to grab some form of stash of painkillers.
Yeah.
It's just a little swollen still, which is understandable because it's only one.
I only got 1 week of morphine, and it's like I'm still trying to, you know, cope with a side effect. It's like you're a drug addict.
Yeah. Well, morphine and heroin are the same thing.
Yes.
They wanted to give me that stuff at the beginning and got them to give me something called Targin.
Yeah, here they don't give you an option, they just put it in you. Then they tell you what it is. Yeah. Anyways, Pete, thank you.
It's all right,
so
that will wear off. Oh, my absolute pleasure.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Love you, Anne.
Okay. Love you too, sweetheart. I'm so happy that you're doing better.
Yes, I am. I'm in a better mood. That helps. Your head helps everything. So I've just accepted what happened. Whatever.
Well,
I love
you know,
you both.
Everything happens for a reason, you know?
Exactly. You know, I was meant to slow down.
Well,
yes,
you know, sometimes our trips are delayed for reasons, and this could have been the reason for your delay.
Yes, exactly. You both take care. Love you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay,
bye-bye. Bye-bye, honey.
Bye-bye. It's so true.
All right.
You can be tearing along during one particular thing, and then suddenly, you know, you get the smackdown. Where the universe says, look, you know what? You need to stop and reassess. So we just simply need before it gets way beyond where you should be for the same amount of time. And you're going to lose the path you're on and the focus and everything else. And you get the smackdown. I mean, I got the smackdown. That's what I need with. You know, so it's important to I can see. You know, I say to everybody, back from your situation and see the bigger picture. It's very easy for you to be blindsided, you know, false blinker thing, because you're always looking at your situation and what's in front of you. But if you stand back as a third person and look at your situation like somebody's going, like even when you're in a relationship, well, these two people are doing such and such. So you're looking at them like, you know, there's somebody else you don't know. And then suddenly you get a completely different perspective. It's very hard for someone to step back from what they're doing to have a proper look, though. Okay.
Our call-in number is 347-884-9491. And, no, I totally agree with you. It's a tough road. I remember when I got my gallbladder out, I had a really hard time with it. I woke up in the middle of the night, my stomach was killing me, and I ran downstairs, gave my daughter to her grandmother, and drove myself to the hospital. And on the way to the ER, I was just pulling over and throwing up, so much so that I got pulled over by the police because they thought I was drunk driving. And they asked me,
I can understand that.
They asked me, you know, how much have I had to drink? And here I was in my PJs looking like somebody just dragged me out of hell. And I just looked at them like I'm sitting here puking my brains out, and they're asking me how much have I had to drink. And I said, I don't know what's wrong with me. I need to go to the ER. And they escorted me to the hospital. And that's when they found out that I had the bottom of my gallbladder was like the bottom of a fish tank.
That's what Marion's was like. She had shale. You know, gallstones, they get reasonably large stones. Marion had like 1,000 tiny little bits. Like a bird, you know, like the both tanks.
And I had it like that I had had that pain ever since I was a little kid. And they operated on me around my birthday. And when I woke up because I heard someone singing in the ER. I heard someone singing, "I haven't got time for the pain." So I was like, "Who's singing that song?" And it was me that was singing. And they were like recording me singing that song, "I haven't got time for the pain." It was really funny. And they like blow you up with like air. So you look like this beach whale. Yeah. But after that, I like totally changed my eating habits.
I came in.
I know, right? I was like, "Oh my God, what happened to me?" It was so funny. It's actually pretty cool.
This video has been going around on YouTube. I know it's an old video, but I still love it. Of this guy coming out of an anesthetic in an operation, and his wife's sitting with him. And you can see his mind, but he's looking at his wife and talking to her like, you know, you're really gorgeous and all this sort of stuff. And he goes, "No, I'm married." He goes, "Oh, you married her?" He goes, "You." And it goes, "Oh, wow, because you're hot." And I love it because at that point in time, you know, there's this perception that drives me insane sometimes, where people immediately assume that you only marry someone because of looks or whatever else. And at that point in time, his honesty was evident, that tells her that he completely loves her, absolutely, because he had no barriers to stop him from hiding any emotion he didn't want about.
Mm-hmm.
But
when I had fallen in love with my husband, I fell in love with his eyes. He had the most beautiful. He has the most beautiful eyes. They just constantly change. They go like they're like a mood ring.
No, I can understand.
Whenever I want to look at Sia, I just look at his eyes. They get like stormy gray or green or blue. I love it. It's so cool.
It reminds me of that old joke about a guy bought his wife a mood ring. And when it's blue, it's calm. And when it's green, she's getting a bit annoyed. But when it's red, he knows, because she smacked him in the middle of his forehead with the ring.
That's funny.
Oh, dear. Terrible, we are terrible.
So, Ms. Linda, what's going on? We've got a few minutes left.
Hello, Linda.
She's hiding in the shadows.
I still haven't woken up from a nap yet. I can appreciate that today. I really can.
I'm just using y'all as the background noise while I snooze here.
See, I even play the sound of silence to start off the show, Linda.
Oh, I missed it. I love that.
Yes,
thanks.
You did.
But I had lots of sound of silence. I was asleep.
You had the real silence.
I had the real silence.
Wow. Oh, I can hear you. Completely broken up. I can't hear anything.
I'm breaking up.
Me. She's breaking up. She's breaking up.
I have had internet issues. I had to go around with Time Warner last week.
Remember that? Because I saw. You last week and my part of the deal, you know, but usually the shit time I had with Skype and everything was working fine. Then when Queen came in and started talking, I lost, you know, I had sound issues. I could barely hear what Queen was saying. I got like one or two words out of everything. I wondered about that. So as Queen was talking, and you know, I said on the show, "Oh, well, I'll pull back." and see what was. As she's talking, I'm pulling my energy back, and everything was going fine. And then I thought, wow, okay. So I pushed my energy forward, and it broke up again. And I pulled back, and it stopped. And I pulled forward, and it broke up again. I went, wow. And the link between Queen and I when this was going on was the reason why, hysterically, everything was playing up. But it was just interesting. I was thinking about it later on. I was talking to my wife about it. I go, wow, you know. You don't realize sometimes how much you're putting out or not putting out, what it affects.
What was interesting last week was I heard you perfectly clear and I heard Queen perfectly clear. And that was the first, you had been breaking up with some of the other callers, but when you two were talking, I heard both of you perfectly clear. And then she's saying she can't hear you and you can't hear her, and I'm going, now this is very strange because I heard both of you perfectly clear.
Yeah, where are they? One moment.
But there were others in the chat that was having issues with one of you or the other one of you, or both. I thought the whole thing was very weird. But then again, what's not weird?
Well, I remember years ago I was watching a very good tarot card reader, lady friend of mine, doing a reading for Marion. And as she was talking and then she's reading off the cards, I'm sitting back looking at her and she's against a blank wall and I'm watching the energy just flare up like a volcano. And as she went back to talking normally, it all pulled back in again. And it was fascinating to watch the flow of energy between the two people as though she was doing the reading. How are you doing? I have to tell you, I had a reading done for me a couple of days ago from a lady friend of mine, and I actually got a mediumship reading. And my sister, who passed away last year, came through. And I have to tell you, it was the most comprehensive mediumship reading I'd ever had. I was absolutely dumbfounded by the time the end of it, because for a lot of stuff, and you're going to have a reading of someone, you're already in your mind's eye fighting against the reading because you're in the same business. But I was completely like a normal person sitting listening to someone do the reading, and I was just flabbergasted. I really was. Apparently my sister is going to stay, is back to, we sorted out some issues. You know, you don't think about it. You sort out issues with somebody on the other side about relevant things that happened on this side. But we've done all that. And yeah, and as it was going on, I could see everything as clear as day.
That's what makes it so much nicer and so much easier.
Wanting validation with things too. Yeah, now it's running. I'm sitting here having this reading, and the very first thing this lovely, I mean, she's a gorgeous lady, said to me is, "Oh, this," and she did like I do. There's this person here, and she's yada yada yada, 58 years old, blonde with a bob cut and all that sort of stuff. And I think, who the frig is that? Completely, because my image of my sister. It's not how she passed. My image of my sister is on my Facebook page. I see her as this, I think she was 30 when the 35 photo was taken. Long hair, thin, real energy. She's this person. I just didn't recognize it initially. And Marion leans over and goes, "For fuck's sake, Pete, it's your sister, Julie." And then you get, you know, just this big sign. All my guides saying they're holding up this sign going, "Duh, doh." Fuck that. They had a very large laugh at my expense. That reality moment when you go, "Oh shit, how is this?" And when the reading is finished, you just knew that you want, your mind was thinking about, I've got a little exercise for you to do. Take your right hand, stick it behind the back of your head. All right, touche.
Nothing like getting beat with your own stick, huh, Pete?
Yeah. But it was a good reason. It was extremely comprehensive and very lovely to hear from my sister. It really was. Let me tell you something. My beautiful wife is lying in bed waiting for me to finish the show. It's saying, yes, you are a fucktard. I always want you to understand, people, no matter how good you are, behind every successful man is a woman telling him he's not. I will always praise my wife. She is amazing. Absolutely amazing. Amazing she hasn't killed me yet. This is our people. Knives, chainsaws, cuz, blunt objects. You don't understand why. Let me insert dramatic pause.
We got 8 minutes left, and 978. Is your hand up or no? Yes, no, maybe.
Oh.
Speak now or forever hold your peace.
No, it's all good.
Okay.
She said no in the chat.
Okay.
She said no in the chat.
Okay.
Okay. Hi, Izzy. Yeah, this whole thing about when you met your husband, you looked into his eyes. When I first met my wife at the ice skating rink, and she was this quiet little, for want of a better term, petite's the wrong word, but she's just this, because energetically, she didn't put out this huge radiant amount of energy. She's standing behind one of her friends, who's my friend, and I'm getting introduced. And because, you know, you hear me being big, loud, and brash on the show, but I'm not really as full on as that in real life. But when I was younger, I was. So I'm skating around. I see my friend standing there, and she goes, "Oh, and this is Marion." And she steps back, and Marion's standing back from the thing. So unconsciously, like I always do, rip the door open on the ice skating rink, plow in, pick her up off the ground, give her this huge hug. Dump her on the ground and skate off. So I know that that's the first impression she got of me was, what the was that? It's the hugs, people. The hugs get the chicks every time. I'm going to cop it when I go up to the bedroom. So, but my first
that's
impression
funny.
Was, hey, that's really cute. That's the whole package. She just radiated a nice energy. And that's a lot of this sort of stuff. You're just kind of like, wow, you learn. Still wondering. But yeah, and at that particular time, I really wasn't looking for a relationship, which made it even better because she stole my heart. Yeah, so it's important.
Aww.
Yeah, bandit she was. She's a bandit.
A thief in the night.
But my wife, she said she's not psychic. All I'll be sitting there doing a reading. She's going, but what about this? Or what about that? And I go, you tell me not psychic. No, I'm not. Yeah, right. And the Pope's not Catholic. And but there you go.
Funny. All right. So, word for the week before I play a tune out.
Everybody be safe, you know, because things are a little hokey-dokey at the moment. So everybody just be safe. Ignore things that are going on, you know. Ignore the going on that look obvious, but they're not going in advance at the moment. Okay, don't always take what you see as being true. It's the same with everything I tell you. If you're not sure, research. Or step back from it and see whether it suits you or not, whether it be the relationship you're in or the work situation you're in or anything. Just stop, step back from it, and this week just reassess where you are and see whether it still matches the dream or the path that you thought you were on.
Sounds
so that's
like
my word for this week.
Linda?
But all good.
Right.
We're going to have a good week, people.
Word to leave with?
Word. Your week will be what you make your week to be. But I'm with Pete. You need to be aware. Everybody really needs to pay attention to what's going on around them at all times. Use that gut.
That's what it's there for. Yeah, I taught my boys at a young age. You follow your first instinct, but you're looking ahead too. If you're walking down the street and there's three guys at the end of the street who look like they're not doing anything and they're like a half a kilometre away, you're looking at them to see what their body language is like or which direction they're heading or whether they're suddenly... You're looking for things that are out of place or don't sit in your environment. It's the same with anything you do in life. If it does seem right, it probably isn't. You need to look at it and go, oh, hang on a minute. Maybe I need to just step back and have a proper look at what's going on. Be aware of your surroundings and your lifestyles.
All righty. And I'm going to say cherish. Cherish the simple things, you know, because you might not have them tomorrow. So, cherish them today.
Actually, there's an idea. How about an exercise for everybody? I want everybody this week to take a single flower. I don't care what it is. A single flower, walk out into your garden, if you've got a garden, just simply walk out the back of your house, push it into the ground, and just simply say thank you. Not say thank you, and walk back in the house. And see how your week turns out. That's why I keep forgetting it.
Trouble is her only friend, and he's back again. Makes her body older than it really is. And she says it's high time she went away. No one's got much to say in this town. Trouble is the only way is down, down, down. As strong as you were, watching you breathing for the last time, a song for your heart. But when it is quiet, I know what it means, and I'll carry you home. I'll carry you home. trouble.